methane molecule, has a particular symmetry to it. If you look along this axis between this hydrogen and the carbon, and you look down on it, it's got, you can rotate it by 120 degrees, and you come back to the same molecule again. And this over here to the right, there's a list of a bunch of symmetries of this molecule. So you can rotate it around all of those axes by 120 degrees. And then there are some C2 axes, which means you rotate it by 180 degrees instead of 120 degrees. And I don't see them right now, but there are also other symmetries to this. And the eigenfunctions of the symmetry operators will also be eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian. So the Hamiltonian and the symmetry operators will commute. So if you have a Hamiltonian, it describes this molecule, and then somebody rotates it by one of these, and you look at the Hamiltonian again, it can't change because a rotation, it doesn't matter how the hydrogens are labeled. If you rotate it, you must get the same Hamiltonian back. And that means you can diagonalize the eigenvectors or the eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian and the symmetry at the same time. So if you make it your business to learn the eigenfunctions of the different symmetry operators, those are going to be the ones that are the eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian for a symmetric molecule. So molecules are often classified in terms of their symmetry. So all the molecules with the same set of symmetries have similar eigenfunctions because their Hamiltonians commute with the same symmetry operators. And there is